Hello, my name is David Voiles, and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and today I'm going to show you some of the hardware tips and tricks that I've learned along the way to start live streaming what you're doing. So the first thing I wanted to showcase was the device that I'm using to capture the video and audio from external components, and that could be things like your modern consoles, Xbox, PS4, Wii, whatever. So what I'm using for that is what's called an AverMedia Live Gamer Extreme. This thing is completely hit or miss. I'm not very satisfied with it. I've tried many of these devices. I also did an Elgato HD60. Hardware, software, they're all pretty bad, I'm not going to lie. It's just one issue after another. The instructions aren't very clear. But again, if you want to record a console, this is about what you're limited to using. So if you can get past their terrible software and poor instructions, you have a pretty decent piece of hardware. I got it for about $160 recently, see in January. It's pretty straightforward in order to get it connected. So I'm actually going to disconnect mine right here. Show you what this looks like. So in terms of the hardware itself, here's the front. Right, we have a very simple front port. You see, we have microphone in and auxiliary in. And what that allows you to do is essentially mix your audio directly to the device. So if I wasn't at my computer and I wanted to do all my editing, my recording, everything from this, I could plug in a microphone as well as maybe an iPod, an iPhone or something and have music playing in the background. On the back here, we have several ports that I want you to look at. So I'll bring it a little closer. On this side, I know it's hard for you to see, it says USB 3 and component in. USB 3, that is the picture that's going to be, and all the data, I should say, it's going to be sent out from this device and to your computer. And your computer is where you're going to actually do all the recording, the processing. They say that there's a small CPU inside of here. I know that there is, but it's not doing much of the work. I can tell you that much. It's your CPU and your machine that's doing most of the heavy lifting. The component is really only there for things like the PlayStation 3 to get around their HDCP or copyright protection. Also, we have HDMI, oops, in and out. And what that's for is exactly what you think it is. I can plug in a console to one side of this on the in, and on the out, I would have it directed towards my monitor so that I can see what I'm doing as I'm going by. So in the end, you're really outputting the video and audio twice, once through USB 3, where your computer will actually capture all this, save it to a hard drive, and again, through HDMI, where it'll actually go to your computer screen so you can record what's happening there. I'm going to plug this back in just a moment. So the device does not actually require any sort of external power. It uses USB to power it. The big selling point for me was USB 3, which includes things like higher bandwidth, right? Higher throughput, so I can send more data through this. I think you can record up to 15 megabytes a second, which is huge. Not many people would ever need to do that. But again, the big selling point is 1080p, 60 frames a second. That is the magic mark. So is it worth $160? Yeah, probably if you're going to record some of your game footage. But again, the software is really, really buggy. So building on that, though, what if you want to record older things, right? Maybe you have Sega CD, Sega Genesis, things like that you want to record. In that case, you can use something like this. This is called a XRGB Mini FrameMeister. So this is what I have beneath my desk as well. And in the front here, we have a number of options. So I can plug in things like your normal composite cables, as well as this video. And then we have also RGB in. Now, RGB is this nice little cable right here. The other end almost looks like S video. So this plugs directly to the front of that device that you're seeing right there. And the other end, I actually plug this to my Sega CD or any of my consoles. You can buy these cables on eBay for usually about $20 per system. And make sure that your system can handle it. It's not like a system-by-system basis. There's a great YouTube channel I'd recommend you checking out. Dives far, far more in-depth than I ever could. And this was my life in gaming. So from my console, I will have what this adapter looks like. It would plug back my Sega CD. It would have the male version of this. This way the male and female ends meet, and now I can capture all of that content on this FrameMeister. So now the FrameMeister will allow you to upscale all the image so that it looks correct. Because again, a lot of these older consoles were designed to be played on CRT televisions and 4x3. So what this will do is get it looking really, really nice and crisp on your system. Costs a pretty penny. It's about $400 total. Then you have to order it from Japan typically. But in the end, I found it to be very, very helpful. And this will output HDMI. So I could take that same HDMI cable that's coming out of this, and you guessed it, plug it right into the AVerMedia so I can capture all that old gaming content. So I covered consoles, but it gets a little more confusing. PlayStation is a bit of a project to plug into, and I'll cover that shortly. Okay, so now that I've covered some of the different pieces of hardware you're going to need to start recording, let's go into the software aspect and how we tie all this together. So there are very few instructions on how to do this. Again, this is one of my aggravations with the AVerMedia hardware. So I'm going to actually capture the video from the PlayStation with the AVerMedia. We're going to pipe it to OBS, Open Broadcast Software, which then sends it to Twitch for us. Here's how we do this. So OBS, they're actually, it looks like there's four versions. Really, there's two versions here. So there is OBS Studio, which is the newer version, and there's Open Broadcast Software. So you can use 64-bit or 32-bit versions. I'm going to stick with 64-bit only because I have enough RAM to take advantage of all this. So Studio will not work for this AVerMedia and recording on the consoles. This will not work. This is where I kept getting stuck. You have got to use the older version, Open Broadcast Software. So if I click on Open Broadcast Software, I have a number of options here. My webcam, I'm not going to use for right now. Instead, I have a video capture device. So I can add a new one, right click, add video capture device. And when I do, this screen will pop up. It's going to ask you, okay, which device do you want to use? I have an option. I have my webcam or my AVerMedia. I want to use my AVerMedia. The rest of this I want to leave alone, okay? 1920 by 1080, perfect, 60 frames a second, yes. Leave that as it is. Audio, this is important. Output audio to desktop. And the reason you need this is so that you can hear the PlayStation coming back, that audio, from either your headphones or the speakers that are piping out of your device. Without that, you're not going to be able to hear anything coming from the PlayStation. So again, device, AVerMedia, make sure, click audio output to desktop. Hit OK. So now we have that done. If I do preview stream, you're going to see it says no signal. So signal is kind of out of range. So here's where I kept getting thrown through a loop. I thought I needed to turn on Rec Central. That's the software used for the AVerMedia. You do not turn this on. If you turn this on, it will take the signal and this will no longer work. I'll leave that off. So far, I only have OBS connected. So what I need to do is I can turn on my PlayStation at this point. So I'm turning on my PlayStation. My PlayStation is plugged directly into my AVerMedia, HDMI in. It then has HDMI out. It then has, okay, HDMI out. I'm going to lower this. Okay. There's HDMI out. So from the PlayStation to AVerMedia, AVerMedia to my monitor. And that's what you're seeing right now. I have a second monitor over there. And this is playing Uncharted. Also, what you need to do is you need to go up to options here. I'm going to scoot over. Make this bigger for you, actually. So go over to options, settings, go down. System, and right here, see where it says enable HDCP? That's high definition copy protection. You've got to take that off. It's going to have to restart the apps running in the background if I do this, but by default that is on, and what that does is it prevents copy protected material from going across the HDMI feed. That's the entire purpose of HDMI. All the video that you're getting through it, right, 1080p, 60, we already had that with composite or component cables, I should say. We already had that, component cables and digital or optical out. HDMI, its entire purpose was to combine those and to offer copy protection. So click on this, disable copy protection, and now you'll be able to see everything come through crystal clear like this. So again, I could go to start recording or start streaming, and I'd be able to play. So again, the trick is OBS, either 32 or 64-bit version, not Studio. You want to add video capture device, add your card, and then you're going to go over to PlayStation and you want to uncheck the box for enable HDCP, and now you're good to go. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter or Twitch. My name on both of which is Dave Voiles, DaveVoiles. Thank you for watching.